Welcome to the Growing Rural Podcast, where we focus on all things rural in South Carolina. We will discuss topics on healthcare, economy, education, and the unique culture that is our rural state. This podcast is supported by the South Carolina Center for Rural and Primary Healthcare. Please join us for today's topic. I took the question of what is rural to the streets to find out what y'all think.
So from my perspective, rural is like more undeveloped place and probably more quiet and probably like take several minutes to drive to the downtown.
I believe my definition on rural is very isolated, just very within themselves, I guess.
Rural to me means just like kind of outdated, like technology is outdated, resources are outdated, they're not up to speed with the years, and I feel like that brings other issues as well.
To me, rural is an area of the country where houses are spread apart by an acre or more, where there is limited access to healthcare, to healthy foods and groceries at a reasonable price, to gasoline, to things that people need on a daily basis where they would have to travel far to get them. So that's my definition of rural.
What's your definition of rural?
Well, I'm from Salyersville, Kentucky, and I grew up in the holler. So that is definitely my definition of rural, growing up in the holler and eating biscuits and gravy, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So tell, what's the holler?
The holler is the space between mountains where people actually live.
My definition of rural is you're not in the middle of nowhere, but you can see it from there.
Oh, I just think of farms when I hear rural.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Growing Rural Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Bennett. Joining me today is Alanti McGill, the Program Manager for the Center for Rural and Primary Healthcare. Welcome, Alanti.
Hi, Dr. Bennett.
So today I thought it would be good for us to talk about what rural actually is. So there's a lot of definitions and perceptions about rural and urban, and I thought it'd be good for us to talk about rural, specifically South Carolina, where our rural places are, who lives there, those kinds of things. So Alanti, tell me, what do you think rural is? How would you define it to someone who isn't really sure what it is?
Well, I don't have a technical term. I think it's sort of, what's that saying? I know it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now that I'm the program manager for the center, I have learned about the various definitions of rural, and certainly what I thought is not necessarily always true about what actually is rural.
So you thought it was rural, but it turned out it probably wasn't.
Right.
According to somebody else somewhere.
Someone else.
Right. So most of you may not know, some of you do, but there are about 75 different definitions of rural in use in this country right now.
I did not know that, but I believe it.
Right. And we've probably run across about half of those, at least
yeah.
in our work.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these kind of build off census tracts. You know, when they do the census every 10 years, they break them into tracts and they look at how many people live in those census tracts, right? So, you know, you have basically urbanized areas, and those are our larger areas. I mean, you could probably name those off the top of your head. Columbia, Charleston.
Greenville, yeah.
Right. There's other areas, urbanized areas in the state, like Florence. It's a mm-hmm. bigger area, you know, population density, Rock Hill, the Augusta area, Myrtle Beach area, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these smaller urban areas that we call urban clusters. I know that's very intuitive, cluster area, but that's how they define it.
Okay. It may not be as intuitive. Give me some examples.
That was sarcasm. There's no sarcasm tag on audio here. But some good examples of that would be like Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
Newberry is a good example.
Okay.
We have a population center, but not a whole lot right around it.
Okay.
Marion, Winsboro, those are all urban clusters.
Gotcha.
So what they basically do is, using these urban areas and clusters, they'll then define kind of at a county level on a larger area what an urbanized area or a metropolitan area would be. And then the government will use these four policy or payment or other programs in the state. Now, you know, we use these census tracts and we use the county level to define rurality in a lot of ways, but that isn't really much more than administrative data, as we say. There's some artificial boundaries going on there that make sense from a administrative viewpoint, but not necessarily from a community standpoint. So some of these areas, you know, Augusta is a great example, where you have North Augusta in South Carolina, and then Augusta that's in Georgia, separated by a river, two different states. But in a lot of ways, that's kind of one community. That's one area mm-hmm. with a lot of resources available right there. But if we were to look at the administrative barrier, which is that state line, then North Augusta is cut off from a lot of things. And so we have to deal with a lot of that when we talk about these definitions as well. So basically, you know, we hear terms like metropolitan area, right?
Yes.
We actually have a term also called micropolitan.
An example of a micropolitan.
So a micropolitan area would be somewhere like an Orangeburg. Okay, it's not a large city like a Columbia, which is metropolitan, but it is a city, has a lot of resources to it, good yeah. population density, mm-hmm. and it's kind of on its own.
Yeah, especially from the South Carolina State there.
Right, and with the university there.
So
a lot of these areas are, like I said, at the county level, and then some areas will get kind of collapsed into these urban definitions, these metropolitan definitions, if they are adjacent to it, right next to it. And if people commute or depend upon that urban area, if there's a lot of travel back and forth, then administratively they get included into that urbanized area. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
So great example of that is the Columbia metropolitan area. Okay. They call it a metropolitan statistical area or combined statistical area. We're not going to quiz you on that later. But so, you know, generally you think about Columbia. City of Columbia, it's a decent-sized city, state capital, there's a lot here. We actually have large, tall buildings you can see from a distance.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite like Atlanta, but they're still there.
Yeah.
But part of this area, there's a wide area that's considered part of this statistical area, this urbanized area. So you have Columbia, and that includes several counties, Richland, Lexington County, Fairfield County, Kershaw County, Saluda County, and Calhoun County.
I see.
So, you know, these counties are pretty far flung, like Calhoun County. Have you ever actually been to Calhoun County?
I'm quite sure I've been through it, but haven't spent much time in Calhoun County, but there isn't much there that I can remember.
Right. And so it's not like a large city skyline that you would think of a traditional metropolitan area. When you drive through Columbia, you notice, right? There's buildings and interstates and things like that.
Things like, mm-hmm.
Calhoun, they have some population pockets. I think mm-hmm. St. Matthews is in Calhoun County.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's a town, but it's not what you would call an urban town.
An urban town, sure.
So these are some of the issues that we deal with here in our state, where these definitions that are considered rural or urban from the federal government for programs, they don't really apply very well. You know, if you look at Fairfield County, okay, that's the county just north of Columbia in Richland County.
Yes, no, Fairfield.
So Winnsboro is in there, right?
Right.
And they just had a hospital closure. It was reopened as a freestanding ED, but you know, their Walmart closed, couldn't support a Walmart. I think they had a factory that closed not too long ago, a TV factory of some sort that closed.
So a lot of opportunity and resources are leaving the
right.
county.
And if you go mm-hmm. there, there's a lot of open spaces. It's okay. a small, Winnsboro is a town. Mm-hmm. There's shops and businesses there and communities there, but it's not what you would call population dense, right?
Okay.
But it's considered part of the Columbia metropolitan area, so it's not eligible for certain things that would help it out
because its proximity to
mostly
Columbia.
Because of its proximity, and a lot of people live in Winnsboro but work in Columbia,
right?
So those are considered low priority because, well, if you're going to work in Columbia, just go ahead and get your health care there, which is not ideal,
right? Exactly,
especially when you have a hospital closure.
Exactly.
Now the freestanding ED is a great service, so we can take care of folks with acute needs, trauma, stroke, heart attack, things like that. But they still need to be transferred to Columbia, which places a huge burden.
on its residents' shore.
Right. And so we have areas like this across the state. You know, there's a Greenville metropolitan area that includes a large swath of land as well. It's got Greenville, Anderson, Pickens County, Lawrence County.
Okay. I'm super familiar with those because I went to school in Clemson, but so I do know those areas and I am familiar with
them. We're not going to hold that too much against you. But yeah, those are not exactly what you would think of as metro areas either.
Sure. No.
Right. Pickens, Lawrence, those are small town, South Carolina, right? Yeah. And then, you know, we have, you know, the influence of places like Charlotte, where you have Lancaster, Cheraw, and Chester.
Mm-hmm, right.
Are considered micropolitan because of their proximity to Charlotte.
Okay.
Which then leads them to not be able to get what they need because they're not considered technically rural. In some ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Given all that, you know, we still have to identify what is considered rural in our state. And there's quite a few definitions of that we use. There's probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 that we use regularly for different programs. And you can check our show notes for links to some of that information. We'll have some tables and some maps where you can actually see visually where these different definitions place rural in our state. I will say we are working to trying to come up with a better definition for our state about what actually is rural. Some of it will take, you know, these county and census tract definitions into account, but also, you know, how far are you from a primary care physician? I think that's a good indication of what rural is for healthcare purposes.
Right.
And there are places in our state that are more than 30 minutes from a PCP, 30 minutes from a hospital, from an obstetrician. You know, those are, when you get into those distances, you know, those are probably our core rural areas that we want to serve.
Certainly focus on, yeah.
Right. So, you know, given all that, let's just assume that we know what rural South Carolina is. Let's say we've come to some consensus, which is
a great assumption, yes.
That's a big assumption. It will never happen, but we're going to assume it anyway. So I'm gonna do a pop quiz. You love pop quizzes, right?
Oh, yeah. They're my thing.
Yeah. You've been out of school for a while. And you're probably having flashbacks.
Very, very rusty.
So thinking about some of these definitions that, you know, county-based or census tract-based, based on that, what do you think the percentage of our population is considered rural by some of these definitions?
I think that I definitely would say over half. So 60%?
So 60%.
Yes.
So it depends on the definition, but the range is about 9% to about 33%.
Okay.
So you're a little higher on that.
I'm a little bit higher.
And this is an interesting thing because if you look at our state, I would probably guess 60 to 70% of the land mass is rural.
And maybe that, yeah.
But people live in these urban centers.
Okay.
So where if you take probably our three largest centers, you know, Columbia, Charleston, Greenville, that might be 50 to 70% of our state population right there.
Yeah. And I think one thing is that communities won't have a, like myself, won't have a really good handle on these definitions, like census tract and all
right,
of that.
Absolutely.
So taking that into consideration.
And, you know, like I said, there's a wide range. You know, you got 9% if you look at one definition and you got 33% if you look at another. So,
but I still think, yeah, we're way up 33%, but okay.
Yeah. You know, nationally in comparison, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30% looking at rural population.
Really? Okay.
So we're kind of in the middle of that, depending on how you look at it. Question 2, do you think rural South Carolina is predominantly male or female? And by how much?
I just think that there are more women in general, so I'd say more female.
That is correct, but not by much.
Okay.
So, you know, it's about 51 to 52% female.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's pretty close, actually.
That's closer than I would actually think, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so question 3. What percent of rural South Carolina is under the age of 19?
30%.
That's actually pretty close, about 24%.
Lucky guess.
And that's actually slightly lower than the state, which is about 26%.
Okay.
So our rural areas are not, they don't have quite as many young folks.
Yeah. I don't feel like I see that many. And they migrate after.
Right. Sometimes they will.
After high school. Well,
but this is, you know, this is high school and under, basically, yeah. if you think about it that way. So there's some differences there.
Yeah.
So related to that, question four, about what percentage are age 65 and older?
Now, that one's going to be higher, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'd say 55%.
No, much lower.
Much lower?
So in rural South Carolina, about 16 to 17% are 65 and older.
Really?
So, yeah. So, people do start aging and passing away. So it's a smaller proportion of the population.
Sure.
But that's actually a decently higher percentage than the state. The state's about 15%. So we're about 2 to 3 percentage points higher than the state as far as folks 65 and older.
Okay.
So generally speaking, when we talk rural, especially rural South Carolina, it's going to be slightly older, kind of fewer young folks. And that has issues because when you have more older folks, you need more services.
Right.
But you don't have some of the younger folks that are working jobs and having that economic, and you don't have the younger folks who are working and creating that economic development to help bring those resources
to the
so it's a bit
area.
Of a it's a bit of a trap there. All right, so here's an interesting one. Question five: what is the percent non-white in rural?
I think that would be split. So I'd say 50. No, I'd say a little less than 50, actually. Maybe 34% non-white.
All right. You're getting a lot better. So this one also ranges, but it's between about 32 to 52%.
Okay.
Depending on the definition.
Okay. Yeah.
This is actually pretty close to what the whole state is as well. Mm-hmm.
Typically, I guess in southern states, and so I'm considering South Carolina, there are more non-white residents. Is that true?
Right. So the non-white proportion in our state is higher than national averages.
That's what I'd...
Largely driven by African Americans, but we do have a growing Hispanic population here in the state.
Right.
For a while, Saluda County had the largest growing Hispanic proportion in the whole U.S., for example. I don't know if that's still true or not, but so there is a lot of influx, especially when you're talking about agricultural and other type of work. That's what's attractive to that population.
Gotcha.
So what about unemployment? How do you think the unemployment rate in rural compares to the state?
I think that unemployment in rural would be around, obviously higher, 8 to 10%.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Depending on the definition, it's somewhere between 5 and 13%.
Okay.
So it is obviously higher in rural than in the state. We've had some industries closed, but we've had some industries open as well. So there's a mixed bag across the state.
Across the state, yeah.
All right, one more quiz.
Okay.
What about health insurance? What's the percent uninsured look like compared to the state?
I would guess 21%.
That's not bad.
Okay.
It's about 15%.
Okay, it's a little high.
Which is higher than the state average.
Yeah.
But still, it's not 20%.
It's not 20%.
Which it has been in the past.
Wow.
With the last so-called Great Recession, it was much, much higher. It's come down since then. What is interesting to note, though, in rural areas, there tend to be more folks with insurance that have public insurance, either Medicare or Medicaid.
Right.
And they have a lower private insurance rate.
Right.
And a lot of that just has to do, we talked again about unemployment. If you have a higher unemployment rate, you're going to have a lower private insurance rate because it's usually tied to employment.
Employment, sure.
And I think it's also interesting to point out there's wide variety, not only in the definitions, but in counties as well. Take Abbeville County. It has a very similar unemployment rate for the state. That doesn't make any sense. Well, okay, I see what I'm saying. So I think we can also point out that within the state, there's wide variety, not only in the definitions, but in, county units as well. So if we took, Abbeville County, It's pretty much in line with the state as far as like unemployment and uninsured rates go. It's kind of average, so it's doing okay.
Okay.
But like Allendale, they have a much higher unemployment rate than the state. But for whatever reason, there's a lot of factors that go into it, they actually have a lower uninsured rate. So this could be they might have an older population with more folks with Medicare. Maybe some other folks qualify for Medicaid
and their outreach services there possibly.
Right. So, you know, we can't just compare one county to another and
that
be like, you're all the same. Bamberg County, you know, has a lower than the state average of unemployment. So they're doing pretty well. They've got about a 3% unemployment rate, but they have higher uninsured rates than either Allendale or Abbeville County. So, but these are all rural counties. But they have very different profiles as far as economics go and probably even who lives there as well.
Yeah.
Which just knowing those three counties is
the composition is sort of,
different. So, you know, it's really important as we talk about rural and as we do more of these episodes and you listening at home that when, you know, when we talk about rural, it's not this one unit. It's not all the same. Even in this state, that's, you know, we're a relatively smaller state. There's wide variety when you look at different places in the state. If you're talking the low country versus the upstate, for example, or Myrtle Beach area versus, you know, more towards Savannah and Augusta area. There's a lot of differences across those communities that we really need to keep in mind when we're talking about rural and not lump them in as one unit, I guess you could say. So next time you're traveling across the state or even some other state, just look around and look at where you are and think about, is this a urban area? Is this a rural community? And, you know, what does make it rural or not rural? Is it wide open spaces? Is it a town that has an industry? You know, and go look around at these places, get off the interstate, take the back road and explore some of these rural places in our state and just see what they have to offer. I think there's a lot we could learn by visiting these communities and seeing what is actually there. So that's all for today. Stay tuned for more episodes coming out soon. If you have ideas for guests you'd like to hear in our program, please reach out to us and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Growing Rural Podcast. If you found the content valuable, please leave a rating on iTunes or Spotify so others can find us. For more information, please visit our website at sc.edu/ruralhealthcare or follow us on Twitter at sc_CRPH. This was recorded at the University of South Carolina School of Medicine in Columbia. It is edited and produced by Sean Riffle. Y'all take care.